pretty depleted squad today. Numerous players missing, but the players who started the game, and it's a shame Lee Holmes had to come off, because otherwise it would have been the 11 who started finished. Committed completely to their performance. I thought we were really offensive in the first 30-40 minutes with the way we pressed and played high up the field, and I thought that was particularly productive tonight, and just committed. And I think the major player for us today was the team. You know, that was I think everyone committed at the same level. We had no pushovers in the side, and everyone committed and pulled for each other. And I thought it was a really, really good performance. And the ball seemed to drop for us at times, but it's amazing how that happens when you're fully committed, you're aggressive to the bouncing ball, you're moving, you're trying to read danger, and it sort of fell for us. And David Noble did his bit and headed it off the line the one crucial moment. So I have to say, I was absolutely delighted with the team, and everyone worked incredibly hard, and delighted for Danny Butterfield to get man of the match. He led the team. He added value right across the pitch. He made the pass for the goal. It was wonderfully finished by Tom Nicholls. And he was probably symptomatic of the way we stood up to them. So they're a very good side. They're physically strong, and they've got some good football about them as well. So we looked at this before the game and considered them to be a real threat tonight, and I still think they'll be a comfortably a top third playoff team as the season ends. So I'm delighted to have beaten them.
At what stage did you know what your starting 11 was going to be? Because it sounds like it's been another of those weeks where you've not known who would be fit and who wouldn't be.
I probably knew yesterday lunchtime. It's been we had a couple drop out in training yesterday. Fortunately, we had some symmetry about us today, so it made the plan of the game a simple one. That doesn't mean it's easy, but it made it straightforward. So we had some symmetry about the team today, and but the likes of Troy Brown didn't come through a fitness test, and numerous other players who we were hoping might make it for the game. But you know, we sort of got into a game where we were 1-0 up. I always thought we could catch them on the break, second half, as much as they might score. So I'd like to have got a second. We came quite close a couple of times, but it's one of those games where it'd be nice for the 11 to see it out and just stick in. Because even though your body's tired, once you're in the game and your brain's working, sometimes it's better off being tired and thinking quickly than coming on fresh, but having to get to the pace of it. But Alex Nicholls came on, did his bit when he needed to for Lee Holmes in the last 5 minutes, and generally I was very pleased with how everyone did.
And you touched on it before, but most unusual for you not to be able to go to the bench, but I suppose it just shows the situation you're in at the moment, that there weren't that many options for you to change anyway, really.
No, nor maybe wasn't. I mean, the only need to change from the bench would have been to bring on fresh legs. And as I've just touched on, sometimes, you know, when the team's in it, and that type of performance, when they're committed together, the brain, you know, trumps the body. And the fact they were mentally very sharp and committed tonight and focused sometimes overrides the tired bodies. And even with half an hour to go, I'm looking across at David Wheeler and Joel Grant, and they're looking very tired. But they just kept going, and we had energy across our front four today. And had I had a bench with maybe a play or two, would I've changed? I don't think I would have done. I was happy for them to carry on as they were, and like I say, things dropped for us, but because we were so committed and moved to the ball so quickly.
And a really well taken goal from Tom Nicholls.
An absolutely brilliant goal. Yeah, I mean, he's waited for his chance. His performance in training has increased again, and it was the right time for him to come back in. And the most important thing tonight was he got the goal for us. But equal to that was his tenacity and his endeavour, in the front end of the pitch. Today we weren't the biggest side today, you know, and we came up against a very strong physical side. But you have to match physicality with something, and we matched it with tenacity and energy. And you know, there's one thing you can't play without, and that is wholeheartedness. And Tom, you know, was a good example today. Someone just ran and chased and challenged and got on with the game, and well done him.
He still had 82 minutes there to play. You know, holding a clean sheet is always great, of course, but to play for that long with that lead is, with great confidence at the back as well.
Yeah, I don't think we would. I would argue the point that we didn't just hold our penalty box and stay deep. We wanted to play in their half, and that meant at times we were trying to play the ball behind their back four. But sometimes, a simple plan that everyone's involved with is a good plan. You know, the Danny Butterfield and David Noble's job today was to keep the game simple for us and give us predictable outcomes, and they did that particularly well. So, Tom Nicholls had a good header saved midway through the first half. Joel Grant got in and put one over the bar. Second half, David Weirdo, I thought, came very close. I thought it got in, to be honest, when the keeper sort of scrambled it on the line. We had a couple of half chances. I still thought we could go away and score a second goal. So it certainly wasn't, direction from me to sit back and just hold the lead. I don't think it played that way. We certainly ran forward. So a nice cushion would have been nice, but there we are, 1-0's just as good.
You have a very quick turnaround now, obviously, between now and Saturday. How will that affect how you prepare for the rest of the week?
It's very simple. We've had one day more to prepare for this. We're going to have one day less to prepare for Saturday. Fortunately, we haven't got a journey, so we're here. The players will have a recovery day tomorrow, and I'll assess on Friday, but I probably won't know the team until Saturday morning, just based on how busy that physio room currently looks as I come up to talk to you.
But the ones that missed out today, I mean, were any of them close? How hopeful are you some might be back for Saturday? Because, I mean, you are missing bodies, particularly in the midfield, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping Troy Brown, Ryan Harley, Tom McCready, I'm hoping they'll be pushing for selection or pushing to be available to come into the squad for Saturday. So I'm hoping two or three will bolster. What today was a very good team performance, and not necessarily a team that needs changing.
Paul Tisdale, thanks very much.
Thank you.